Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I just pray that you stay on a narrow path to keep fighting a good fight of faith. You run your race, all right, and you go after everything the Lord has in store for you, all right? You store up those treasures in heaven, amen, and that you keep on persevering and enduring while you're here as it is, all right? And be very generous and helpful to many people along your journey forevermore, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. I appreciate all of you for listening. Supporting means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all, okay? So we are here, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Let us just thank the Lord for his grace, favor, mercy, love, his word, his only begotten son dying for us. Let us just thank him for all of that, amen, because the Most High is still looking out for us. He keeps his promises. He protects his people, y'all. So hang in there, stay steadfast, stay loyal to him, and always do his will forevermore, okay? Yes, y'all, I love you all so much. Thank you. Let us always just encourage each other in Christ. Let us always uplift each other in the Lord, all right? We're scattered all four corners of the earth. And yeah, we can still walk in love no matter how it's looking outside, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Yes. Yes, y'all. Welcome all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you were chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord in love, joy, peace, unity, harmony, peace, worship in spirit and truth, serving with gladness and joy forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. And let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. His son has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, and no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no nothing. All right, so let the washing of the word do us just right. Amen. Most definitely, let us always, always do Father's business and Father's will. Let us always, always praise him, y'all. Have to obey the gospel, have to obey the word, have to obey the law, such and commandments. And we definitely got to know him better, all right? We got to know him on a more personal level. Let him show us more secret things, amen. There's so much more personal secret things the Lord wants to tell us personally, okay? So stay in tune, stay obedient, always have that listening, obedient ear, amen. Yes, yes, yes. So I hope that you all had a blessed week, a blessed weekend, blessed Sabbath as well, most definitely. And just hope that you all stay strong and rejuvenated out there, okay? All right, so today's message, what we're going to do is go through this news roundup. We'll just go through the tabloids, and then from there, we'll just close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise only begotten Son died for our sins, amen. So it's important to see what's going on in the world and stay aware of everything near to you or far from you as well, all right? Prayers up for all four corners for different people suffering on different ways or going through different situations and scenarios, all right? So here we go. Biden agrees to send long-range missiles to Ukraine. Russian TV teases launch of Tucker Carlson TV show. Let's see what we have here. Workers exit GM. General Motors facilities targeted as expanded UAW strikes get underway. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's see. Gold bars, hidden cash, and substantial influence. Senator Bob Menendez and wife indicted. Okay, let's see what we have going on here. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson still in protocol, out versus the Baltimore Ravens. A little sports news, a little politics news, science news, see what we have. NFL Week 3 picks, schedule, odds, injuries, fantasy tips. WNBA playoffs are kicking off as well. Baseballs continue to go further. Let's see. The two sports star Charlie Ward Heisman season 30 years later. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's see. F-35 crash. A pilot called 911 after parachuting into the backyard. Wow, some crazy stuff. A government shutdown could possibly happen that could impact Social Security and all federal jobs, all government jobs as well, okay? Let's see what we got going on here. What the CDC says about the updated COVID vaccine, okay? Tropical storm warnings issued on the East Coast. Let's see what we have going on here. A lot going on, people, all right? So stay alert, stay sober. All right, let's see what we got going on. We are deeply concerned corporate America is bracing for a lengthy government shutdown. Very interesting. Let's see what we got going on here. U.S. weather warning, America facing brutal storm as torrential deluge to hit on the East Coast. Let's see what we have here. Record low poverty was fleeting. PPP was a waste of money and more lessons from the U.S. pandemic response. In the long run, we're building evidence about which policies work and which policies don't to help alleviate poverty, one expert says. Poland says it will stop arming Ukraine. How did we get here and what does it mean for the war? 500,000 people, including children, have been mistakenly dropped from Medicaid. A lot of more artificial intelligence are replacing people and replacing jobs. So a lot going on with that. The United Nations chief warns humanity has opened the gates to hell as he convenes world leaders for climate summit. All these world leaders are all meeting up with different topics to discuss, okay? So it's getting a little weird and crazy out here, okay? New York City's mayor is proposing major policy change to lower housing costs and build 100,000 new homes, all right? Also, we know about the migrant crisis as well going on in states like Florida, New York, Texas, so forth and so forth, all right? So there you have it, all right? That's the news roundup for this week. Just want to talk about a few tabloids and topics going on within politics, society, sports, music, health, anything, any topic, all right? Anything you guys want to add, what's going on around your way, around your neck of the woods, you could drop it in the comment section as well, all right? So a lot going on everywhere, so we got to stay prayed up, alert, sober, and helpful within our environments and try to be helpful to everybody as much as we can, all right? So as I close out, let's give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son, died for our sins, all right? So here we go, amen. Yes, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna the highest, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is our good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. Most definitely, he is the provider, y'all. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, Ahaya, Yeshaya, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days, rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation in due time. And most definitely believe that. Blessed are those who call on his name. Blessed are those whose hope is in the Lord. Blessed are those whose trust is in the Lord. Most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. Keep on praising him. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, y'all. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He definitely is, y'all, the consuming fire, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband. He is our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace. The prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection, the resurrector, the resurrection, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God. The source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call him the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the true word, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, his word is purifying silver, just as David said. And his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews said. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely. We serve our amazing Father. And his son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Yes, yes. Praise him. Call on him. Sing a new song to him, people. You got to rejoice. Through it all, you got to rejoice. You got to praise. Don't let nobody take away your worship, okay? His son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is a seed of Abraham, promise, a seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new insights, new secret things God shows you, new song to sing, renewed strength. Heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. New beginnings, new seasons, okay? New sceneries, new journeys, new trips, new destinations. New places God brings you to, okay? New revelations, new... Behold, the Lord's doing a new thing, amen? Lord is doing a new thing. The old form of things have passed away, all right? You are a new creature in Christ. Make sure you are born again of spirit and water. Make sure you're a new creature in Christ, all right? I pray, God, that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life off for the Most High. And I just pray that you turn from your wicked ways, you turn away from secret sins, you stop backsliding, you stay on that narrow path forever, you fight the good fight of faith, you run your race, people. Run your race, y'all, okay? So there you have it, all right? That is the word for today. Just the news roundup for this whole week. You know, a lot going on, a lot of things are speeding up, so we have to really stay on point with the Lord. And we just got to take it one day at a time, people, all right? So... stay strong right where you're at in your situation. Got to wait on the Lord to get you through it, okay? A lot of people feel stagnant or stuck or hurting or tormented, but the Lord will. The Lord hears our cries. He hears our afflictions, amen? He definitely does, all right? So what I love to do is I close out, give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Stay strong out there. Peace.